Kutzer Mashal of Behavior. But we have not yet learned the end of Tysus, which I'd like to learn, and try to make sure that we come back to the Mashar Bekivega I wanted to talk about. What I want to deal with first and share, though, is the end of Tysus V'isha B'pachs Mishav Apruta. V'chein ho'yarogel Rabbeinu Tam. In one sentence, Tysus holds that by Goyim, by Akum, the there's a kinyan chalifim by Goyim. V'chein ho'yarogel Rabbeinu Tam l'shleach harsha b'yad Akum. Now, the idea that there's chalifim by Akum is one thing, and the language of Tysus, l'shleach harsha b'yad Akum, is probably something that most of you, if not all of you, when you make a laning, you find very hard to decipher. Well, what is Tysus talking about? I understand Rabbeinu Tam used to do a kinyan chalipin, but what's that got to do with Harshah and the kinyan aminei? So I'd like to first explain simple pshat in Tysus. This Tysus is brought down by the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. And Sma, the Shach, and the Taz discuss not only the klal but the particular case he's talking about. So let me explain it to you. There are two things you have to know. One is the taich of harshah, what a harshah is, and the other, what the language kanina mine. Kanina mine, if you listen, when they're reading Iksub and Chuppah, towards the end of the Iksub, they say the Kanina Min, they say the Chassid's name, they say the Kanina, this language. What does it mean? So first of all, what's a Harshah? A Harshah is what's considered in the, what's called in the secular world today, a power of attorney. Power of attorney means this. It means, if I have a din Torah with you, and I'm just too busy, it's not worth it for me, we're arguing over money, and I don't want to go to the din Torah, so I want someone else to go. That other person goes to the din Torah, the other side could say, La bal dvarim didiyat, I'm not interested in talking to you. La bal dvarim didiyat. And not only that, you're going to be Maida, and then the Baal Dover will come and he'll say, no, it's not that way. What you're able to do is give over a Harshah. Harshah means that you do a kinyan. We've always said that you can always change your mind with anything you do, unless there's a kinyan. You do a kinyan, and with that kinyan you give the power of attorney to someone else. Now, what does it mean, give power of attorney? What it means is, he has a kinyan in the Guf HaDover that the Din Torah is about. We're having a Din Torah over a house, we're having a Din Torah over a chayv, you can make them chayv, you can sell chayvis. We're having a Din Torah over a chayv, we're having a Din Torah over a rental, you can do a kinyan on a rental. So, what happens is, if I don't want to go to the Din Torah, I want you to go for me. I think you'll argue better than me. So I do a kinyan harshah. Kinyan harshah means I do a kinyan. I give you ownership in the item we're fighting about for the purpose of arguing in the din Torah. When we're fighting over a house, I'm not giving you the house. It's still my house. I'm arguing that it's my house. Kinyan Harshah is to give over the power of being a Baal Davar in the Din Torah. The power to Taina, to be Maida, to make Sharis, everything, to be the Baal Davar. So he has ownership for that purpose. In other words, I can own something for a limited purpose. It's actually a kinyan in the house. We say the kinyan that works, the kinyan that works on karka. It's a kinyan in the house for the purposes of this particular purpose, which is to tie it in bed. So it's actually a kinyan where you have a certain level of bailus. The bailus is only to be a baldavar. You have a certain level of bailus in the house or in the chayv or whatever it is you're fighting over, in order to be pile the entire invest. That's the harshah. That's how harshah works. Yeah, if you give someone a harshah, you're in trouble. If he says in Bezdin that he says something in Bezdin that in turn that comes out to be Maida, you're in trouble. If you say someone owes you money, and your harshah, your attorney says he owes him money because he lent him beribis. That says, oh, he lent him beribis, he doesn't have to pay. You say, no, it wasn't beribis. It's too late. You're bound to. When you give someone, you can't do it entirely any other way. Right? If I have a deter with you and you don't show up, someone else tightens, I'm going to argue with him. I went to the deter, and you're going to come and say, no, he said the wrong thing. I'm not going to go to such a deter. If I lose, I lost. If I win, he'll come and say, no, he said the wrong thing. When you do Arshah, you better know what you're doing. When you give Arshah, he's the Baal Dover in Bezdin. He's the Baal Dover in Bezdin. And what?
Can't say that.
Yeah, it would be nice if you tell someone, go Taina for me in Bezdin, you're only my Shliach to win and not to lose. So that wouldn't work. Because then it won't work. You can't have it deter, you only win and don't lose. So Lamaisa, this is the concept of Harshah. It's a concept in Halacha, and it's a very clear concept. We had once a Gishmaka case of Harshah. Somebody has a shtar that Pliny owes money to Reuven Ben Shimon. There are two Reuven Ben Shimons in town. So when the first Reuven Ben Shimon comes, he says, "Lav al dvarim indeed, the shtar is the other fellow." When the other fellow comes, he says, "It's not you, it's the other fellow." And he's stuck. So the Gemara says, "Kaisvin Hashah is a lazu." The two Reuven Ben Shimons get together, and one gives the other one the shtar harshah, the ketaina for me. So now he goes, he says, "Oh, I want to be tebei you." Says, "You owe the other fellow." He said, "Well, if you owe the other fellow, I have a shtar harshah, so I can ketaina for him." So that's a case where the shtar harshah sort of protects the people. All right, but be that as it may, this is the idea of a shtar harshah. You need a king. Now that's a basic idea. We don't know it because it doesn't come up in the Yeshiva Shabbat of Amasechtos, so we don't bump into it. But our Shoah is a not uncommon arrangement. It's not even a controversial arrangement. It's a Shtar Shoah. I don't need a Shtar Shoah, just need the Shtar to prove it. You have to wait that you did our Shoah. It's also good. What's Kanina Mine? Kanina Mine, let's put aside Shtar Harshah for a minute. Talk about Kanina Mine. Every Ksuba says Kanina Mine. Why does it say Ksuba? Why does it say Kanina Mine? Who's talking in the Ksuba? Who's the first person that's talking in the Ksuba? That's all important. Who's the one talking in the case of the Ksuba? The ones that sign. Who signs? Signs the Ksuba. The Eidim, not the Chasim. So the way the Ksuba says, it says, Be'echa b'Shabbos, this in this day, and this in this place, we, the Chasim, Pliny ben Pliny, wanted to get married. And he said to the Kala, Habali liyintu, please marry me. And she agreed. And he was mechayev himself to do this and this and this, the few things it says in Ksuba. And then at the end, now who's talking? The Eidim are the ones talking. The language of every Ksuba, every ksuba, Ashkenaz Sfarad, every ksuba, everywhere. It's a nusach that the chosn was in front of us and he has to call her to marry him. That Adam, I guess, are just trusting that he has to call her. So he has to call to marry him, and he agrees to give this and this amount of money for ksuba, and this for Taisus ksuba, and this for Nasit Barazel, and Shalom Yisrael, and then they sign at the end. At the end of the ksuba, they write, "Bikonina mine," we were kind of from him, from the chosn. You actually write the name again. The name's the beginning at the end. Kanina min so and so chasadina le so and so misultada b'mana de kasher l'mekayave. What does it mean? B'mana kasher l'mekayave. B'mana means with a mana with a k. It's not mana with a hay. It's not 100 zuz. It's mana with an aleph. B'mana the keli the kasher. Which is acceptable, the miknebe to do kinyana. Kinyan chalipa. Where is the kinyan chalipa? If you look carefully at the chasen table, the eidim take out a gartel or a pen and they give it to the chasen. Now, before they give it, the Masada Kedushin explains to the chasen that by taking this pen and doing a kinyan, you're obligating yourself to everything in the shtar. Whatever it says in the shtar, you're obligating yourself to whatever is there. So it's the Adim, it's not the Masada Kedushin who gives the gag or the handkerchief. It's supposed to be the Adim who do it. They take out a pen of their own. So sometimes I ask the Adim, you have a pen? The chasen says, oh, I have a pen. Yeah, your pen's no good, right? You want to do a kinyan chalip in there. It's got to be the Adim's pen. For konino mine min so and so sadena the money the kashal mitayve we did a king. So what happens? Think for a second. The chosn, the eidim, give him a pen, and what's he giving the eidim? Hello, what's happening? The eidim give him a pen. What's chalipin? A tray. They give him a pen. And he gives what? The skivus to whom? To one woman. He's mechayiv himself to the woman. What? It should be her pen. It should be her pen. The Adim said, well, give me the pen. You obligate yourself to the woman. She's the recipient of ksuba, taisa ksuba, and they'll say it's about them. And he said, not sure. How are the Adim, how are they doing it? So I guess, Pashup Shat, it's a type of Zechiyah or Shlichus. They do it with Torah Zechiyah, they're doing it for the other person. Okay? So that's what's taking place in Bubshat, is they're doing it as a Shliach of the woman. And she doesn't know about it, but it's a total schus for her. There's no chayv to her. Right? She's not getting married with this, she's just getting the benefits of the ksuba. So the pashut, what takes place api pashtus, is a zechiyah shlichus. So they give the pen the chasen's v'chayim. Now, what happens if it's not a chasen kav? It's a shtar hashah. It's a shtar hashah, and haya regular beit tam lishleach hashav biat avik hechavim v'haya makna bechalib. Meaning, we're sitting here, and you tell me you want this lawyer to represent you in this guy. Give me a shtar hashav to represent you. So I say we got to kinyan. So I take out my pen and two eidim. And we say, be kind of the pen in exchange. What's happening in exchange? You're giving the guy the power to have our shah. He has a bit of a kinyan in your house in order to. What's the problem with that? What's the problem? Ein shlichus la'akum. Ein shlichus la'akum. How does that work? No, it can be a shliach for a guy. So a guy has chalipin. The guy standing here, he can give his pen and get a shtar shah. What's happening now when it's a guy? So look in the language of Taisis. The Sman Taz have two ways of understanding Taisis, depending on how you understand this very short language. It's in Amish, a line and a half, and they argue about what he means. The Kain Haya Rogel Rabbeinu Tam L'shloyach Harshah B'yarav Yekechanim V'yamakte B'chalipim. What does that mean? The guy is here, it's easel. V'yamaklin, the guy is standing here. The guy gave his pen, so yamakte to the guy B'chalipim L'shloyach Harshah. No problem. Then Taisus says, however, Miu B'zeh Tzarech Lizar, you better be careful. Shaloi lichtayv the kanina mine. What's that mean? Loi lichtayv. Who's writing? Who's writing? The Edim. The Edim shouldn't write the kanina mine. We did the kinyan. The Sheikh is la'akum. You can't write kanina mine. The Sheikh is la'akum. You want me to see it? Ella, kana oive kechavim kasvim. That's the end of the Taisus. Ella, you're right. The kana oive kechavim kasvim. So what's Pash Pashan and Taisus? Do I explain to you now? That when you want to make a guy who had do a kinyan hashah, have the guy here. Have the guy do the kinyan. And when the guy's going to do the kinyan in front of you, he'll be kinder, because the guy has kinyan chalipin. There's no shlichus issue, the guy's right in front of you. But don't write kanina minei de'edim or kinder. Why shouldn't you write de'edim or kinder? It's ain't shlichus. So therefore, you write the kanoi v'kav. Easy Taisus. This is how the Sma learns. The Mechaber brings Mamish Kolashin Taisus. Now, the Taz is not happy. Well, what's the issue? There's a small piece that doesn't shtim here in Taisus. Taisus is saying, Rabbeinu Tam used to do Ishtar Harshah to a guy with a king chalit. They says the way Smal learns. Chin ho yigor Rabbeinu Tam l'shleach hashab yarevik echazim v'yimakdim b'chalipin miyu tzarek lizah v'yilastev kanina mine. You shouldn't write kanina mine, you should write kona'akum mine. Why should you write that lashon? They say, why should you write that lashon? Because why are you writing the lashon? Because they shechus la'akum. Shulchan Aruch, Kufal Gimel Yedalit, Yechayim l'shleach hasha b'yaravik echavim, Avovad shizar melichtei ba kanina minei. Something missing in the Shulchan Aruch? The way we learn is you learn Taisus. What's missing in Shulchan Aruch? Yechayim l'shleach hasha how would you write Taisus? You write Taisus. Send our show with a guy, but be careful that you want. Be careful that the guy himself, should do the Kenyan. Well, why didn't Taisus say, be careful, the guy, the Shulchan say, be careful, the guy himself should do the Kenyan? You know what this way, just to explain Taisus. He says, no. He says, just be careful what you write. You know what you write? It's got to be true. You've got to know the truth, right? Matter of fact, I ask you a question. You have two Edim, signing a shtar. Let's say the kala is there and she does the kinyan. She gives the pen and she's kaid. Would Aiden write kanina mine? Would Aiden write kanina mine? It's not true. They didn't do the kinyan. The kala did the kinyan. Okay, we don't do that. The kala doesn't do the kinyan. Tas says if Taisus means that the guy should do the kinyan, of course you don't write kanina mine. Why would Adam write a lie? It's a lie. Kanina mine, we did the kinyan. Baba Iksuba, it's emes. They did the kinyan. They write kanina mine. If the guy is here and he actually did the kinyan, Taisus says, be careful, don't write kanina mine. You know why? It's not true. Why would Adam write, we did the king? They didn't do the king. They didn't do the king. So there's something missing. Poshup Shad and Taisus is like this now. Taisus is saying, do king chalim with a guy, but don't do shlichus. Let the guy do the king. It's emes lahalacha, and it's Poshup Shad and Taisus. But this whole business with the writing, based on this, a whole second mahalach of understanding Taisus opens up. It's the Taz and the Tzais. And they say this man missed the boat. He's missing the kavan of Taisus. Misunderstood Taisus. He learned it too quickly. They didn't stop and figure out what it's talking about. First, I'll tell you the Taz. It's going to be exciting. Taz says, when a guy is doing Harshah, there's only one thing you have to be careful. What you write in the shtar. Dedim could do the kinyan, it's no problem. Dedim could do the kinyan for the guy, no problem. But don't write that Dedim did the kinyan for the guy. What do you say to that? Sounds crooked, right? Do the kinyan for the guy. But don't write you did the kinyan for the guy, because that's not going to be good. Taz says, that's all Taisus says. All Taisus says is don't write. That's all Shulchan Aruch says. Yishus Lachem, don't write. So you can do the kinyan the regular way, but just don't write that you did the kinyan. Sounds like it's instructions on being a crooked person. You could do it, just don't tell anybody. Anybody ever told you that? You could do it, just don't tell. Comes a concise. There's concises in a couple of places. One is right here, Kufav Gimel. Sivkon Hay goes on the same on the Taz. The concise uses here one of the Kvalim of Chesh Nishba to make this all make sense. So you learned today so far what Harsha is, what Kanina Mine is. I'll tell you a third. On Dav Zion, we're going to be introduced to the concept of Kinyan Eved Kenani, which has nothing to do with Eved Kenani. And nothing to do with Eved Kenani. Reuven is marrying this woman. So he's planning to be under the chuppah and take the ring and say, Hari Abba Kadesh, sleep at the Basel, he doesn't know Shavi Yisr. Let's say he can't make it. So he can't make it. He calls his colleague. He says, you know, it's a busy day that day. How busy could he be? He can make his own wedding. I don't know. He says, don't worry, I won't be there. But what's his option? Send the shliach. She'll show them kamaisa. Remember, many years ago, I was learning the Shabbos. We were learning in shul, and we were learning shlichus works. And I gave an example for a wedding. And there was a chassan sitting there. Today is the Zayda Rebbe Baruch Hashem. He was sitting there. He was getting married the day of the Super Bowl. I remember he said, "Me, I don't have to go. I can send a shliach." Really? I said, "Well, she has to accept it. You know, like it's gotta be careful." Of course, you can make a shliach. That's double pasha. Now, what happens if not only do you have a shliach, but it's not your ring. That's Shliach, you forgot your ring. So someone goes over to her, and he takes out his own pruta. He says, Hari amakudeshes l'plaini, be'er prutazu. But it's not Plaini's pruta. It's the giver's money. The chas doesn't cost the chas in anything. I'm not losing it then. He says, he's not lending it to the chas. Full fledged. It's a case of Zayin. Mingo goes over to a woman. He says, Ari Abba Kudesh Zaplaini Beprutazim. Now, Pashtus doesn't work. You need the chasim to be the Mekadosh. I want to tell you a klal in Chayshu Mishpat in Yeridaya, and Ebenezer, it's a klal in at least three parts of Shulchan Aruch. There's something called Din Eved Knani. Din Eved Knani is a halacha that I could give my money on your behalf, and it's as if you gave the money. Follow? I can give my money on your behalf, and it's as if you gave the money. It's not your money. I'll tell you why it's called Din Eved Knani. Later, we learn that Eved Knani could go out with Kesef. Goes out with Kesef. I.e. has no Kesef. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. How could Eved Knani go out with Kesef? He has no Kesef. One of the ways is that someone else gives his own money on behalf of the Eved Knani. You with me? The Torah says Eved Knani could go out with Kesef. Then it's got to be his money, Pashtus. You want to do a Kenyan, it's got to be your money. Since the Torah is Megala, that an Eved Knani goes out with Kesef, and an Eved Knani, like one Tana there, can't own money. One Tana holds he could, but this Tana holds he can't. Eved Knani can't own anything. How much could Eved Knani rabbi? So we learn out here a klal, we call it Torah Kula, that if someone else gives his own money on my behalf, it's kilu I gave the money. That works by shifra of Eved Knani. I tell the person, Eved Knani is worth $10,000. I'm giving you $10,000. I'm not buying the Eved. I'm giving you $10 on behalf of the Eved, that the Eved should go free. Din Eved Knani says it's as if he gave it. Din Eved Knani is in all parts of Allah. In Eved Nazir, it's here by Kedusha. The Gemara in that Zion says, really the chasn has to give the money. The chasn is the one being kind of the Isha. If someone else gives the money on behalf of the chasn, so then do shlichus. I mean, it has to be shlichus because otherwise not a kedusha. But as far as the money is concerned, the money, it's my money, and I'm giving it on behalf of Pliny. And it works, but didn't have a Kanani. It actually works. Where does this come up in Yeridaya? Where do you imagine it comes up in Yeridaya? Not a bus of a follow-up, that's for sure. Huh? Where? Tzedakah, okay. Could be worse than Tzedakah. You have some Moschai. What? Eliezer gave, interesting, he didn't give his own, he gave Yitzchak's, he gave Avraham's.
Abraham gave the shtar.
Abraham gave the shtar. I don't know, but he's Yisham, it could be. Could be Eliezer worked that way. Could be. What comes up in Yeridaya is not this ribbis. This ribbis that didn't have a Canaan. It means someone's not allowed to pay you ribbis to lend money. So the halacha is kind of a bit complicated, but the halacha is I can't say lend the money and I'll pay you 10% a year. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If I'm giving on his behalf, it doesn't work. Or simple case. So that's where Din Eved Kanani comes up. It comes up in our Chaim also. It comes out by being by doing a kinyan kesef on chametz. It comes out as well. In other words, there's by an akum. That only comes up when you buy back the chametz, because they are not buying the chametz. For example, normally you're selling it to the guy. But anyway, so it doesn't come up in our Chaim, but it comes up in Yerdei, it comes out in Ebenezer, and of course in Cheshmishvah all the time. That you do kinyanim with someone else's money, that's called Din Eved Kanani. Zokta Kesais. Now, if you go to a wedding and you watch the kinyan, what's happening is a machlaikis, the sma on one side, and taz and kesais on the other side. You're at a wedding. Maybe the issue would be Eidei Ksuvah. So the solution is take out your pen, you give it to the chassan, and the chassan is going to obligate himself in the Ksuvah. How's that work? The Sma says you're a shliach for the woman. You're a shliach for the woman. You're a shliach, and you're doing a kinyan on behalf of the shliach. Ksais, explaining the Taz, says that's not what's happening. It's not Teresh Lukas. If the Torah didn't have a Kanani, a funny thing to say at a wedding, you're doing kiva with the chasen, not to have a Kanani. It's like, but you're giving the chasen, it didn't have a Kanani. You're giving him the money. It's as if the kala gave the money, or the pen. It's as if the kala gave it. And with that, he obligates himself to her. Do you understand what's going on at the chasen table? Either Nadim are shliach of the woman, or didn't have a Kanani, not doing shlichus. Didn't have a Kanani on behalf of the woman. It's an afkamina. Either way, it's not a pen. So it's an interesting question. Shulchan Aruch Kavaisi, if there be no Din Eved Kanani, what would be the din? Would it have to be her pen or the Eidim's pen? That has to do with the two ways to shlichus. The Yishiv Shekler, if the Maisa is goes back, the shtar has to belong to the Kaina. Of course, does the paper of the shtar belong to the Eidim or to the other person? If it's one of the nafkaminas, how shlichus works. We'll put that aside. Too much to go into now. Right now, we're just saying that there are Maisa two ways to understand. Either it's b'tarah shlichus and it works, this type of shlichus, or it's b'tarah seva kanani. Nafkamina is if the person's a guy. Well, the kala is probably not a guy, but if you're doing it on behalf of a guy, if the eidim are doing it, man wants to give a shtar shah to the guy. So speak it out. If it's shlichus, shlichus is a guy. If it's shlichus, doesn't work. It's a sma. Sma said the guy's got to come. The guy's got to do it himself. That's how the sma learned taisis. You got to get the guy here to do it himself. You can't do it for the guy. There's no stia. There's no shlichus for a guy. The taisis and the taz say that's not what it says. Doesn't say the guy has to be there. It just says don't write kanina mine. Don't write that the Eidim did the Kenyan. It's not shlichus. The Eidim can't do a b'terah shlichus. So how do they do it? They do a b'terah Din Eved Kanani. As Din Eved Kanani, they give it to the person. And the person is makna directly, not through shlichus. Makna directly by getting it, he's makna to the guy, the rights of Harsha. That's how the Taz and Kesais learn. They say that's the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch says you can do it, just make sure what you write it correctly. And you're right, Kanina Minei, the Eidim did the Kenyan, that means the Shluchim. You do a B'tarah Shlichus, it doesn't work. If you're right that the Kana Minei, the guy did the Kenyan, even though he didn't do the action of the Kenyan, But the pool of the Kenyan is the guy. The guy was kind of Kamiyumina. He was kind of from him. Taka was kind of from him. And that's the way it works. So it turns out you have two ways to learn the giving over of the Suder. Now, by a wedding, we do write Kanina Minei. We do write that the Edom do the Kenyan. So apparently it's not Teres Eved Kanani, it's Teres Shlutos. You got a problem, so it's a Jew. And you always write Kanina Minei. Shulchan Aruch says, when it's a guy, you don't write Kanina Minei. Which means it can work with Teres Shlutos, no problem. It can work with Teres Eved Kanani. So you understand that there are two ways to understand Chalipin when one person does it on behalf of someone else. Does the Chalipin on behalf of someone else. Either it's a Shlichus Dikadin, or it's a Nandu Shlichus, it's the Kedem and Kedem. Says, in order to prove his shita, has a second nafkamina. Okay, you're allowed to do kinyanim on Shabbos. We all know mecha from hamkei. Now you're not be kind of things on Shabbos unless you need it for Shabbos. Allowed to be kind of tzarchei Shabbos, but you all know you're not do business on Shabbos. And this is the rabbanon. Rabban says it's a takana smayshurane. In the midbar already he made a takana, no mecha from hamkei on Shabbos. Why does he make a shliach to buy something for you on Shabbos? Eli Yid. He's fry anyway, people tell me. Why can't he do it? He's fry anyway. So he make him a shliach to go buy you a car. It's an auction. He makes sure to buy a car. The shlichus work. That's the rule. And shlichus is aravera. So he says that in shliach v'aravera, if you make a shliach to buy something for you, nachal, bought you the car, you say, I changed my mind. So you change your mind. You told me to buy it for you. No. In shliach v'aravera, it doesn't work. It's nachal. It's a takara amach. I think ahead of me, what's the Kesayis going to say? What is if you make someone a shliach to do a kiyah chalipin for you on Shabbos, go do a kinyan chalipin to get a car, let's say. Tell him to do a kinyan chalipin for you. Kinyan kasef. Say so about chalipin. So he tells him to do a kinyan chalipin for you, what should be? No, figure it out. According to the Sma, what's happening about a chasen table according to the Sma? You don't know, or you're shy. No, she's explaining this. It's a way to learn, huh? According to him, it's a shlichus for a lady, right? So according to him, when you do chalipin, you're a shliach. So if you do it on Shabbos, it doesn't work. According to the Sma, the whole thing is shlichus. He says the Sma says Taisus means the guy has to show up and be the kabbal that Hashem himself, because I shlichus lakum. Same thing on Shabbos, you gotta come yourself. I mean, it's an Aveira. But you want to be a Chal, the person has to do the Aveira himself. The Smashita is, it only works there as Shlichos. So on Shabbos, the Aveira would not work. What? In both cases, the middle people are doing the Kinyan from him to the other person. So they're giving the Suder by a chosin to be mechayiv to the kala, by a shah to give over, and he had to be kind of a car for the other person. Yeah, you're sending someone to do it for you. You send someone to do it for you. You send the guy, he's not shechus lakum anyway. But if you're sending a yid, and it's advar v'ayra. So just like by a guy, the Sma said, there's no shlichus for a guy. So it doesn't work. You can't make a shliach for a guy to be mekabel harsha. It's messed up. If you have the Tazah Shita was, if the two witnesses do a tikkun for the guy Farsha, it doesn't work. They can't be Eishliach Le'Arameh, Eishliach Le'Arameh. The same thing, the Smas, learning it to Taisus, when you have Goy, Edim, and the Makna, same thing as Tron Shabbos, when you have a Yid, Edim, and a Makna. Edim or Shliach for a Makna. There's no Shliach in Varaveira, just like there's no Shliach for Akum. So it's not Chal. So it's like Taisus says, you want it to be Chal, the Goy has to come. A Shabbos, well, you shouldn't be doing an Aveira, but if you want it to be Chal, he has to come himself and do the Kim. But actually, so he says it's not endless. So he says it's true that there's no shlichus, but din eved kanani works. So he says stop chalipin is din eved kanani. He says din eved kanani works when the edim give the pen and the handkerchief to the chassan. It's not out shlichus. Din eved kanani means I can give it to you, and I'm doing the kinyan for Pleiti. The Ksai says by a guy it works. When I give you the money, I'm doing the Maisa Kenyan for the guy. It's not Kenyan, I'm not Kainit. The guy is Kainit. I give it to you, it's Kilu that he gave it to you. And the Ksai says the same thing on Shabbos. If you made a Shliach to do a Kenyan Chalipin, when he gives the Suder, it's Kenyan Ebekanani says it's Kilu Plain, he gave the Suder. And it goes without shlichus. Hashem Barer is irrelevant. Barer is not relevant. And Kenyan works. And matter of fact, he proves it because he brings a chazal that says you're not allowed to do a Kenyan Chalipin with someone on Shabbos. And it says, but if you did it, it's chal. That's what says the Farish. It says brings this here in Sukkot and Hay, and that's a shtakaraya to his shita. He says, "Kasafti b'simukuf tzadikay." I told you this twice in a few places. He says here, "Kuchav Gimel, kasafti b'simukuf tzadikay." The cotton test. It can't be a shlichus. Why? With the kasher shulchan aruch sham, it says in kotzadikay, ain't kind of bishabbos. Vimkanu, afa pisha osu aveira kanu, afa gav dekfar hayem inig bismaneim, sheedim noisim sudah shalahem, kumish kasher beturisham b'shem arash. Ain't shlichus with varaveira. Even Aver Durabana. He's saying over there it's talking about doing a king's Seder. He says the Stam Shulchan Aruch is Ayidei third party. And the Mela, it says it's Chal.
Why
don't
we never write
this in
Yom Kippur?
Why do we write Kanina Minei? Normally.
Yeah.
It normally works with Tarash Lichus. So I wonder if the Tzais wrote to me. It seems he did, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Yichon l'shleach ha-sha b'yarakum, v'vach yizah melech tev k'nina mina. So why do we reckon here? Why don't we always say it's din eved kanani?
It's
a good question. I don't know. I'm looking for the Sivas Ears, because he's the one that always starts off with the Tzais, but he didn't know the Sivas Ears on the page. But, okay. Why is Shlichus better? Shlichus is more typical. That's Shlichus, well, we all know about Shlichus. They never can add it. So, but why are we saying on Shabbos that Stam, if you do it, you mean that they're never Kanani? Why we say, unless he's such a lamb, that he's a Rosh and a lamb. So, question, good question. Stam on Shabbos is that way.
It's
an interesting fact that
altogether
into
one kingdom is called
Indian
Khalifa, and I can decide how I want it to work.
You could do a B'tar Shlichus, you could do a B'tar Zebekanani. Same thing by marriage. Somebody says, give plenty money to marry to me, you could do a B'tar Shlichus, you could do a B'tar Zebekanani, yes. What? You have to know how you're doing it. Well, I probably hope not, because usually the chasm tish, they just do whatever they're told. I think most people assume they're doing it on tzchiyah or something. I don't know if they assume anything. They're doing what they're told to do. But I think the stop assumption is it's tzchiyah. I mean, obviously the chasm has no clue what's going on, because he says, oh, I have a bed. Like, if he understands it's chalip, then why is he saying, oh, I have a bed? You know, like, and really, it should be the Eidim's pen. Sometimes the Masada Kedusha pulls out the pen, so he gives it to the Eidim. It should really be their pen, Kaniyami Naiv. So, at any rate, these are two ways to learn.
I can't think of the
Eidim's
pen. Kaniyami Naiv. Required from Mount Nebuchadnezzar. To the
Kanina mine, the Lashon Kanina is on, it doesn't mean just the act. It's not, we gave him a handkerchief. Kanina mine means we did the kinyan from him. In Bayeva Kanai, you're not doing the kinyan, you're doing the ma'isa, but you're not a Baal kinyan, you're not kinyan anything. You're not doing the kinyan. Kanina mine means that they're the Baali Dover of the kinyan. And there's, and what the Ksais is saying is they're facilitating the kinyan. From the chasm. Mine from him, from the chasm. We write kanina min, we write the chasm's name. If a kanina mine sounds like, she said kana mine, and he or she was kansa mine, she was kind of from him. Then have a kanai means kansa mine, she was kind of from him. Kanina mine means we were kind.
Shliach.
The Torah Sechia, they can do the kid. I walk in the street and I see something on the floor and I say, my friend would like that, and I pick it up for him. So I'm doing the kinyan for him. So it makes sense, say, Kanina Mina, I did a kinyan for him. Didn't have a kanani, I didn't do a kinyan for him. I mean, I facilitate that his kinyan could happen, but he's the Baal kinyan. Okay, this is the Machlokes Man Taz on this topic. He's also a long Shach. Shach disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Very hard for the Shach to argue with Rishayim, but he always does. He argues and he finds a Rishon that says like him, Kedarkai. He's a Marash Dam, I think. It's actually a Rishon, but borderline Rishon. And he says that it's not true. We don't find anywhere in Shas that Goy Kedukiya Chalipin. And Pshita Shein Arshah Mayalaku. He says that it doesn't work. Kimin Loi Mahani Yamatam Shlichus. Question is Barlel. Anyway, he goes to an arichis that his lashon is lo yishtamit b'shum mokim b'shas da'akum kind of a chalipin. You have to be shocked to say that, right? Lo yishtamit, no place in shas would say such a thing. So he argues on the idea that a guy has kinyan chalipin. Beis Halevi has a tshuva had a paskin, like the shach or like Rabbeinu Tam. The tshuva begins with the words b'mechiras chametz. Starts that the Beis Halevi is saying by b'mechiras chametz, we'd like to do a kinyan that works for sure by a guy. We have stakes, a metalklin. Now, definitely, if the guy picks it up and takes it home, he's definitely kinder. The guy goes to the grocery and buys something and brings it home, he's certainly kinder. But it doesn't work by chametz because the guy's not going to go door to door and take everyone's chametz. The way we sell chametz today, it doesn't work. So therefore, the k'sais has an arichus if dikas are Rabbeinu Tam of Pshach. He brings rayas to Rabbeinu Tam that it helps. And he answers the Shach's rayas, and his main rayas from Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, something we sort of talked about. By Eveknani, it says V'chein Bakal Chalipin. You pointed it out. By Kin Eveknani, it says the Mishnah has to be Kinyanim. The Gemara says Chalipin too. So if you can be kind of a Kanani, but Chalipin, it's a fair share Gemara, you can be kind of a Chalipin. So when you brought this up the last time, I said no. Chem b'chalipin could mean one Jew is buying from another Jew. He's buying an avaknani. One yid from another, he's buying with chalipin. It's no raya. A guy has chalipin. So Beis Halevi says this. He says on Chavez of the days, says the chem b'chalipin can have a kanani with chalipin. The Mishnah says three things. It says kesush dar chazaka. And the Gemara says the price of the chem b'chalipin. So you see Khalifa works by a guy who sells himself as Avakanani. So they say, you know, it could mean a Jew buys an Avakanani from another Jew. But the basically, you know, the next line of the Gemara is Vitana Didan, why didn't our Tana count Khalifin? Vitana Didan, why didn't he say Khalifin? So the basically, the Gemara should answer. Chalipin only works when one Jew sells to another Jew. When a guy is selling, it doesn't work. The Mishnah wants things that work by everybody. Alamai, Uriah was right. The chen to chalipin, Zakta Beis Halevi, is even a guy to a yid. The Shach said, there's no Gemara, I have a Gemara for you. The chen to chalipin, that a guy has kinya chalipin. This is the Shach's right. Dakoponim, this is the Kuda. I wanted to still come to the Rebbe Akiva Eger with the Marsha, so let me give you a 1 minute version and we'll see. Okay, what I was talking about today was that I wanted to do the complicated stuff first. Rebbe Akiva Eger is very simple. Let's turn the Gemara. Turn the page. Isha Basra Shabbatu Loi Mekanya Nafshi. Right? Isha is not Mekanya Sel, why Gnai Hula? So the Eger brings the Marsha. The Marsha has three words. He says the Marsha asks, really, it's a gnai for a lady to do less than a pruta? But a shtar can be worth less than a pruta. A shtar works by a lady. Why isn't that a gnai? The answer is. What? Oh. So he says that, I think the Marsha says Yesh Li Ashev. Kivega says Marsha means that, look, if you're doing Kesef, you better give me good Kesef. If you want to do Shtar, okay, you're not doing money. If you start doing money, then you better give me something proper. You want to marry with a ring, give me a ring. Don't give me an iron ring, give me a silver or gold ring. Makbid, she'd be insulted. You want to do Kinyan Shtar? That's fine. You can do the Kinyan. Now, this Nakuda is very important to Rabbi Akiva Eger. In the old Kinyan Mayil, Kinyan Shena Mayil discussion, Rabbi Akiva Eger held that by Kesef, Gnai Hula, you can't give a woman with Kinyamayil, Kishenamayil, you can't say, well, won't be that kin, it'll be this kin, it'll be a kin kesef. It doesn't work. Even if you give her a shtar, but Torah's kesef, it's only if daita on the yard, only if she wants the paper. Normally, it doesn't work. Kin kesef, Kinyamayil, Kishenamayil works. Rabbi Akiva Eger's shita is a chayshim mishpat, it always works. Kinyamayil, Kishenamayil always works a chayshim mishpat. In the case of falling on the money. But by Kedushay Kesef, a lady's makbid, it doesn't work. So to be Kedager, but by Shtar it would work. By other Kinyanim it would work. To remember Kedager's story, the Tshuva, was about people who are playing a joke on a half-wit. They convinced him this lady wants to marry him, and he made a chuppah. And they gave him a junky ring. He said, "I'm a kedusha." So he gave her a ring. So the ring wasn't worth a pruta, but they were under a chuppah. And with chayshish Rav Huna, that chuppah is a kinyan. Works. It's a case of kinyan mayel, kishayna mayel. Right? He was mechavin to do kinyan kasef. Meantime, it's kinyan chuppah. So to be kivayegu, kinyan mayel, kishayna mayel works. When you want to do it through kesef, you want it to be chalat kesef, it's ganayula. When you want it to be chalat chuppa, that's like shtar. There's no ganayula when you're doing a shtar, that's not kesef. So Kirega brings this marsha and says that the whole nekuda ganayula is only when you want it to be payalat kesef. When you want it to be payalat another kinyan, then there's no ganayula. That's what Kirega says. So that's this mashal with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Kinyan Mayel, Kshein Mayel. And okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish up what we're going to talk about.